Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo, or C2E2, is one of the country's biggest nerd conventions, where fans, cosplayers, and movie stars gather for 3 days to bring you the latest on everything pop culture. With all the big events and speakers, there is also a multitude of vendors selling their wares and conducting business like the street markets of ancient lands and kingdoms. I got to take some time with one of my favorite shops there and ask the ins and outs of being a vendor at a convention.
I'm Daniel. This is my wife, Basita.
Yes.
And we are Tea and Absinthe. Easiest way to reach us is from our website, teaandabsinthe.com, all spelled out.
And you guys are based out of?
Outside Boston.
Outside.
Yep. We don't have a brick and mortar store, just online and pop up at shows all over the country.
Oh, wow. So so you guys are just a strictly online store. How does the crowd interact with your product versus online, like a review and through messaging and stuff like that?
Well, since our primary product is loose leaf tea, it's a lot easier for people to actually interact with the product, you know, smell it in person as opposed to through the internet. You know, we're still working on our scratch and sniff web interface.
Oh, right.
That's awesome. Hard to smell through the internet.
That's
so
true.
We invite everyone to come to see us at cons.
Awesome. So do you have a con after C2E2 here?
Yeah, we're going to Seattle for Emerald City Comic Con. If you check our website, we have like a whole tour. We do Dragon Con down in Atlanta. We do New York Comic Con. We do cons in Orlando, like all over the country.
That's amazing. And what about C2E2 is your favorite? Not necessarily saying C2E2 is your favorite con, but like what's your favorite part about C2E2?
Well, one of the best things about our kind of business where we travel the country is we get to visit all the different cities. And Chicago is one of our favorite places, the Chicago Art Institute, the food, the other museums in town. And because there's so much culture here, the people who come to the show are just fabulous.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. I really love the people here, especially all the fans. They really take time to put into their cosplays and stuff. So, yeah, I love seeing all the fans.
And by the way, I love your Slytherin. It looks like a steampunk Slytherin almost.
It's like my dapper, 1940s Slytherin outfit.
That's awesome. I recently found out I am a Slytherin too, so
okay.
I've embraced it with the green hat. And,
love it.
Green's my color for 2020. I guess for someone who's never heard of you guys, what are you guys about? Plug your stuff.
We do fandom tea, so tea that's inspired by all the different fandoms, specifically the fandoms that we personally are passionate about. So we have like a Harry Potter themed tea with all the houses, Doctor Who themed tea. That was our first because we're big Whovians. Yeah, we've been watching it forever.
That's awesome.
And then we were like, oh, you know what? This tea reminds me of the doctor, and this tea reminds me of that doctor. And so that's how it started with us. So we created like these different tea blends that are kind of like themed on different doctors and different characters and things like that.
That's awesome. I also see you had a Princess Peach, which it from here did very well. It sold out. And then I see also the Crystal Gems, which he was telling me earlier. I missed your guys' cosplay yesterday.
Oh, we love Steven Universe. he does an awesome Rainbow Quartz cosplay.
Really? Oh, that's awesome. So with something like the Princess Peach, like obviously, like there's going to be some peach infused with that tea.
Mm-hmm.
What else goes into a tea other than like, oh, we're just gonna like shave peaches or hot.
Well, when we're creating a tea, we have to think about, what is it that attracts the fandom to that thing? So, for example, with the Slytherin tea, yeah, my wife's house, for that, the idea was we wanted something that was cool and collected and ambitious.
Mm.
So we went with a Moroccan mint for that. Okay. Yeah, so we have the cool from the mint, the green tea for the Slytherin, and the tea base that we used was a gunpowder green tea.
Oh.
Which doesn't actually taste smoky, it's just the way the leaves are rolled up. But it's kind of exquisite and a little bit exclusive and give very high class. And we thought it would all works well with the theme. So we have to approach it from a lot of different angles. And then, you know, it also has to be delicious.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I love actually my husband's tea, which is a Hufflepuff tea, because it smells like gingerbread cookies. And because, you know, the Hufflepuff's common room was near the kitchen. So, of course, they're going to be wanting cookies all the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you guys put, like, a ton of thought into this.
We actually,
like, that's amazing.
Debate or argue. have long discussions about different characters and what they feel like and what they mean.
Like, what they embody.
What they embody. It's like, we sometimes take a really, really long time to bring a tea out because we want it to be accurate to the feel of the character
and the show. So our newest tea is The Road So Far. It's our supernatural themed tea. And it's 14 seasons in and we finally just released it.
Oh, that's amazing. Like, I bet there's a lot of loyalty and brotherhood in that tea.
Oh yeah. So what we ended up going with was a raspberry maple black tea. I'm sorry, blackberry maple black tea with some earthy undertones that are almost like a nice worn leather jacket.
Oh, okay. A lot of leather and plaid.
but you also get the pancakes and pie.
Oh, right.
Oh, my fandom, I love. I'm so excited.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your busy schedules, because running a con, I'm sure you're 24/7. Like, of course, sleep is involved too. Like, hopefully, but yeah, I want to thank you guys again. If you want to say your names one more time, and then plug where we can find you.
Oh, I'm Daniel.
And I'm Pasita from Tea and Absinthe.
If you want your own special tea from your favorite character or fandom, you can go to teaandabsinthe.com/geekytea. Also, catch Region Nerd Alert every Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio, or online at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the NPR One app. I'm Jose Rodriguez from Lakeshore Public Radio.